In the name of the Lord be praised. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and we'll begin with the 17th verse. Ephesians 5, beginning with the 17th verse. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Can we understand what the will of the Lord is? Yes, we can. By prayer, by meditation, by reading the Word of God. Prayer, so important in our lives. Sometimes maybe we don't even realize how important it is. But we must be consistent and persistent in prayer. Consistent and persistent in prayer. And resistant to anything that takes away from that prayer. What can take us away from that prayer? Things of this world, our daily lives. Many times we have many things in our lives. You go to work, you go to school, you have things to do. But we cannot put our prayer lives on the back burner. So important to have a consistent prayer life. We must be constant in prayer. You don't have to be on your knees to be praying. You could be driving your car. You could be sitting. You could be exercising. Whatever you're doing, God can hear that prayer. It is so important, our prayer lives. When we are praying, we're close to the Lord. When we're close to the Lord, we know what His will is. Consistent, persistent in prayer, and resistant from anything that would take us away from that prayer. Our prayer lives are so important. I can't say it enough. This is when God works. When we're praying and listening to Him, getting the words that He wants you to hear. And when we pray, we are in communion with the Lord. And we can hear His voice. And in our thoughts, we know what God wants us to do. I can't say it enough. Prayer is so important in our lives. In the 18th verse, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Focus on the Lord. And why does He say, be not drunk with wine? We're not drunkards. But if we have a few too many glasses of wine, say, your mind is not focused on the things of God. You can make mistakes. We can make mistakes without it. But he wouldn't have put it here unless there was a reason. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Sometimes when you were such in a place where God is speaking to your heart, or you feel his presence, you feel drunk. Drunk with God's love, drunk with his power. Such a beautiful thing. I'd like to be drunk like that, with the power and the beauty and the love of God in my heart. Praise his name. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We don't have to be just in church to be singing. We can be singing anywhere, in your heart. It doesn't even have to be verbal. We're praising God through these songs. And don't you think God loves to hear you praising his name? Praising him for everything that he's done for you? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Praise God. He's waiting for us. That's all he does, is wait for us to sing praises to his name, to pray to him, to give him all that we have. It's so important, dear ones. So important, especially in these last days. The enemy seeks whom he may devour. And believe me, if you are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, and your prayer life is where it should be, and the songs that you sing are not the songs of this world, but the songs of praise, he can't touch you. He can't touch you. God is covering you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us at all times, singing and making melody in your hearts. In your hearts. Verse number 21. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. We submit ourselves before God. We take care of one another in the fear of God. Never putting ourselves first, but always thinking about our brothers and sisters before us. When we go before the Lord and pray, what do we do? Do we start our prayer by saying, God, help me, I'm in this problem, and I got this? No. We begin our prayers with praise to his name, with glory to the Almighty God, to thank him for all he's done for us, and what he will do. Honor him. Glorify him. This is the most important. We're secondary. We're secondary. After we give him praise, and after we think about the others that need prayer, then we can ask God for what we need. He always gave us an order of prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Him first. Him first. Then the other saints, the ones that are in need of prayer. And us, lastly. He knows your needs already anyhow. He knows what you're praying for. He knows why you're down on your knees. He knows when you're in your car driving and you got a problem. He knows all these things already. So keep your prayer in order. Give him praise first. First and foremost. And submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Be ready. Ready to do what he tells you to do. Ready in a moment's notice. Lord, what is it? Oh, yes, this brother's sick over here. I got to go visit him. Oh, yes, this sister needed prayer. I got to pray for her. Always thinking of the saints. God knows your needs, and he'll take care of them. Just put him first. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with a prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints and for me, Paul says, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Be ready at a moment's notice. If there's something that must be said, and God is leading you to say it, and you know it's his will to say it, say it. Say it. Whatever it is that God wants you to do or say, know that it's him that wants you to do this. And if your prayer life is the way it should be, you'll know just like that. You'll feel it in your heart, and you'll know that God wants you to do something. It's so important, dear ones. We read in the book of Revelations, chapter 9, verse 11. You don't have to turn to it. John calls Satan Apollyon. Apollyon. In the Greek language, it means destroyer. Destroyer. That's what he's here for. To destroy our lives. But if our prayer life is where it should be, and our closeness to God is where it should be, he has no power. He has no power. He's the prince of the power of the air, but we are under God's power, not Satan's. He has no power over you. Satan has no power over you. Because you're in the place where God wants you to be. Let us not be put aside by what the enemy may put in your mind, try to make you think about. He sends adversity in your life. He wants to turn you around. He puts things in your mind that something that you may enjoy more than just sitting in a pew in church. There's a lot of things I enjoy, but my place is here. Your place is here. That's why it's so important, dear ones, to have a prayer life that is above all else. Be in that place where God can speak to you, that God can tell you what he wants you to do. Satan will try to block you, put things in front of you. But you have, what do you have? The whole armor of God. That armor protects you from anything the devil can throw at you. And believe me, if he tempted Jesus Christ, how much more is he going to come after you, knowing you can't do what God can do? But if your prayer life and your spiritual life is where it should be, the enemy can't touch you. So thank the Lord that we are the family of God, and we pray for one another, and we care for one another, and we do things for one another. This is what God wants from us. This is what God wants from us. As our sister was speaking, even as she's going to school, you don't realize how many people there are that don't know anything about God. Oh, I'm this religion, I'm that religion. Well, what do you believe? Well, I don't know. Why don't you know? No one's ever told me. But the Christian can tell that person. The Christian can speak to that person. You be the vessel that God wants you to be. You be the one that's going to help that person to get before the throne of God. You and I, dear ones, are God's vessels. Let us overflow. Let us spread the power of God to this world, this dying world. We are his vessels. God is leading you and me, dear ones. And in order to be in the place where God wants us, our prayer lives have to be number one. It's so important, dear ones, our prayer lives. John, the 4th chapter, verse 23 and 24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He seeks for us to worship him. And if our prayer lives and our lives are where they should be, God is seeking us to be the true worshipers. 24th verse says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must, the word is must, not could be, should be, must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Spirit of God is seeking us to worship him. And we want to worship him. What a great God we have, that he wants us. Are we so worth anything? But he loves you. He loves me. Praise God. And when I look at myself, I say, God, how can this be? How can this be that you love me so much that you sent Christ to die for me? He loves you, dear ones. He loves me. Thank the Lord. He cares for us. He's our guide, our protector. And the enemy cannot touch us. It's got to go through God's hands first, dear ones. Keep your full armor on. Keep on that helmet of salvation. And take the word of God with you. If you have it in your heart, you know when to use it. The verse will come to you when you need it. Teach it to your children. Teach it to your friends. Tell your schoolmates about it. I thank God even that I had the opportunity to talk to people at the home where my mother is. I think that's why she's still around. No matter who she talks to, she's praising the Lord. She's praising God with every word. God bless you. God is with you. God wants you. Praise God. We are God's vessels. Let us be what he wants us to be, dear ones. He loves us. He cares for us. He's waiting for us. In the name of the Lord be praised now and forever.